We now welcome on to the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Tony Trisciani. Good morning, Coach Trish.
Good morning, Rob.
Morning. Certainly a tough one for you guys on Saturday, a 38-14 loss at home to Richmond as you've gone back and looked at that game. Just sort of give me your impressions.
Yeah, you know, first of all, congratulations to Richmond, Coach Huseman. You know, they came down here ready to play, and they beat us here on Saturday. Won the game. With that being said, you know, the one thing that really hasn't changed in this game over the years is, you know, you can't go out and beat yourself and win a game. So, you know, we had three turnovers that led to 21 points, and it was a tough start for us. You know, gave up a long drive to Richmond down the field and came back and turned the ball over in our own territory on the second play. So, you know, the turnovers hurt. We had some critical penalties. We weren't very good on third down. You know, we didn't help ourselves on defense to get us off the field when you look at the time of possession was severely slanted and, you know, in their favor. And we didn't deliver in the red zone either. You know, we got the ball down in there tight with a chance to ride some momentum and you know, get back in the football game and we stalled it out. But we need to be more physical. You know, they were the more physical team, blocking, block protection, tackling, running the football. And, you know, a week earlier, I felt like we were physical. I felt like we went toe-to-toe with JMU, and I was pleased with our physicality. But this is CAA, and it doesn't matter what you did last week. You know, you need to come ready to play every week.
Tony, I know injuries are part of the game when you coach football, but to lose a 4-year quarterback like Davis and then lose Joey then in week two and now being with I know you played two freshman quarterbacks the other day. How much is your offensive staff and you had to make adjustments, and how much has that caused to some of the mistakes that you're talking about?
Yeah, it's challenging. You know, anytime you play with a backup quarterback, you know, those two freshmen, I think they're good players and they're going to continue to get better and we've got to develop them. But for us to win football games, we have to do it as a team. You know, we really do. Our entire team has to play well. You know, when you've got backup quarterbacks, you got to still be able to run the ball and stay balanced. You got to protect them from the third and longs. Defensively, we've got to step up and keep us in ball games. And we got to find a way to impact the game on special teams. That's how you win when you've got backup quarterbacks in the game until those guys come along and, you know, you can get back to cutting it loose on offense. So, you know, to answer your question specifically, our offensive staff, I mean, they're working hard to figure out, hey, what can we do well? What can these guys do well? What are they most comfortably doing? You know, so even when you've got a high school, you know, these guys are 1 year removed from high school and another redshirt freshman. So, you know, we even go back, hey, what are they most comfortable doing? Why do we recruit them here? Where have they had success? So that's, you know, part of our plan as we put together our, you know, our offense game plan.
How are JR and Justin different? What are their different skills that they kind of bring to the table that you like about them?
Sure. Justin can really spin the ball and he can throw the football and get it down the field. You know, whereas JR, he can really improvise, you know, and he can extend plays. He's very athletic. He can throw on the run really well. You know, they're a little bit different in that sense. You know, neither of them are real quarterback run, design quarterback run types of quarterbacks where Joey Boffman, you know, that was a little more of his strength. So really all four of our quarterbacks are different. Justin is a little bit more like Davis Cheek, where he can, you know, make some decisions in the pocket and get the ball out. He's accurate and can really spin the football.
Question for you from Taylor Durham. Go ahead, Taylor.
Coach, you just talked about the younger guys being in newer places. And obviously the focus is on the spring, but how important is it? And I think back to a guy like Zane Gilbert, started at left tackle on Saturday, McKinley, and then obviously the two guys at the QB spot. How important is that for them to get live game reps, not only in the spring, but then heading into the fall of this year?
Yeah. So, you know, this spring season is unique. Okay. And I mean, we are going out and we are we want to win a football game on Saturday. We want to win one game a week. That is our absolute goal. But player development and growth and getting better is also very important to us. And you're right, Taylor, there's no substitute for game reps and game experience at every position on our football team. So you're trying to play a lot of guys for multiple reasons. One is we want them to gain experience and develop. Another is that guys, you know, they just can't play 70, 80 snaps. Just not built for it right now with the shorter preseason and training foundation. So we want to win one game a week on Saturday, but it's also real important that we develop our football team and guys get the game experience and to prepare us down the road.
One quick note on Skyler. He is approaching the top five in several different categories, field goals and the FCS, and also just in the program history. Talk about how much it helps to have a guy like that in that spot who can get you points from anywhere on the field.
Yeah, Skyler Davis, he's a talented kicker, and he's very reliable. And, you know, he's a guy I don't need to worry about. Get a snap, a hold, and, you know, Skyler's going to take care of business.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Kevin.
Defensively, I know, Tony, your defense was on the field way more than you would have liked, but Bryce Graves with a big day, 15 tackles in that game. Maybe talk about his performance on Saturday.
Yeah, Bryce is doing a good job. I mean, he's had to step up. This is, you know, his, again, another young player who's had to step up and play a lot more snaps than he had planned on and we had planned on for him. So he's doing a good job. He's going to be in the right place. He's going to, you know, get the communication around our defense and be the quarterback of our defense as a middle linebacker. And he's doing a good job on special teams too. He's picking up a lot of those tackles, running down the field and covering kicks for us as well.
Tony, your team heads to William & Mary this week as you've started to look at the Tribe a little bit. What impresses you about them and what are some of the challenges that they present?
Yeah, you know, anytime you face a Mike Lennon football team, you know, they're going to be well coached. They're going to play hard. I'm really impressed with, you know, Hollis Mathis. He's an impact player at quarterback, dual threat guy. Owen Wright is this talent, you know, he's a talented CAA running back. And it's a veteran group up front. So, you know, we're going to have to stop the run and handle the quarterback scramble and quarterback run pieces. I know they've got some guys out on offense, but Kane Averson and, a couple of those O-linemen, if they come back, I think we'll see a little bit of a different offense than we saw perhaps against Richmond in their first game. Defensively, they're very strong up front. I mean, Kylie Fowler, Bassant, they are very disruptive, and they've got some physical and active linebackers, you know. And we're going off of one game. You know, that's another challenge for us, you know, and – you know, we've got four games of Elon on film. So they've got a little bit more material to prepare with than we do. We expect to see a Mike Lennon football team that's going to be well prepared and play hard for four quarters.
All right, Tony, thanks so much for taking time with us this morning, and safe travels to Williamsburg, and we'll see you next week.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.